With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Wall Street roller coaster ride continues, and at the moment, we're headed up that really big incline, futures sharply higher, following recent massive sell-offs fueled by fears of a global trade war, as President Trump imposes tariffs on other countries that approach those that are charged on American goods. Japan is among countries seeking negotiations with the U.S., while China continues to resist, exclaiming it will fight to the end. The Supreme Court rules the executive branch does have the power to enforce immigration law using the Enemy Aliens Act to deport illegal aliens suspected gangbangers.
President Trump invoked the 18th century wartime law to justify the deportations under a presidential proclamation calling the Tren de Aragua gang an invading force. In dissent, the court's three liberal justices said the administration has sought to avoid judicial review in this case, and the 5-4 ruling now rewards the government for its behavior.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. Also at SRNNews.com, floodwaters have driven countless people from their homes across parts of the South and the Midwest, including in Dyersburg, Tennessee, where Michael Glass lives.
It's been a real stressful time. I woke up this morning, the waters came up dramatically, so had to make a choice whether to stay or get out of here, and they cut the water off, so kind of leave me no choice but to seek other shelter.
Severe storms, including tornadoes, blamed for at least 23 deaths since last week. A Russian spacecraft has delivered NASA astronaut Johnny Kim and two Russian crewmates to the International Space Station for an 8-month stay. At least 13 people dead, 70 injured in this morning's collapse of a roof, a dance club in the Dominican Republic. Dow futures up more than 1,100 points. This is SRN News. Georgia has a new religious freedom law.
Modeled after the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the legislation bars state and local governments from impeding someone's religious rights in most cases and stopping the enforcement of laws that conflict with an individual's religious expression. Greg Chaffin of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "This law provides a sensible balancing test for courts to use when reviewing government policies that infringe upon the religious freedom rights of Georgians." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A parade by Assyrian Christians in Iraq was disrupted when an axe-wielding man attacked the procession and wounded three people. Two suffered skull fractures, all being treated at local hospitals. Witnesses say the attacker ran toward the crowd, shouting Islamic slogans, including a vow that the Islamic State remains. That event is held every year in April. This is SRN News. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants fluoride out of drinking water.
Kennedy cannot order communities to stop fluoridation, but he can tell the CDC to stop recommending it and work with the EPA to change the allowed amount. Last month, Utah became the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, pushing past opposition from dentists and national health organizations who warned that the move could lead to medical problems that disproportionately affect low-income communities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Homeland Security is telling people who entered the country using an online app to leave the United States immediately. It's not clear how many are affected. Some 900,000 people came into the country using the CBP One app under the Biden administration. The Trump administration's position, if you want to become a U.S. citizen, use well-established procedures to apply for a chance to join the American family. SRNNews.com.